From Spark and Anvil and Taleforge, this is Heart, in Chapter 1 of the Taleforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Heart was a soft, glowing creature, round and warm, with a faint light in their chest that pulsed slowly, like a heartbeat. They were quiet and listened more than they spoke. When a story was told nearby, Heart would close their eyes and feel for the true thing beating underneath it, the meaning below the dragons and castles and long roads. The young world builders brought Heart a grand tale. It had everything: a quest, a monster, a treasure, a battle. But when it ended, the builders felt oddly empty. They had a story full of events, and yet it didn't seem to be about anything. It didn't stay with them after the last word.
Heart closed their eyes and laid a paw over their glowing chest, feeling for the beat beneath the builder's tail. They listened a long while. Then they opened their eyes, gently. "There is no heartbeat under this one," they said. "Lots of things happen, but the story isn't about anything yet." The builders looked confused. "It's about a hero and a treasure," one said. "That is what happens," Heart said kindly. "But what is it about, underneath?" They pressed their paw to their chest and their light pulsed. "Is it about being brave when you're frightened? About learning to trust a friend? About letting go of something you love? That is the heartbeat. That is the thing the reader carries home."
Heart helped the builders search their own tale for its true thing. They asked simple questions. What does your hero learn? What is hardest for them? What do they have to give up? Slowly, an answer rose. Their hero was someone who couldn't ask anyone for help. And the real story was them learning to. Not the treasure, the trusting. And once the builders knew that, that whole tale changed. They let the hero fail when she went it alone. They let her win only when she finally reached for a friend's hand. Now every event meant something. Now the story had a heartbeat. Quiet, steady, real. "But here is the part to hold close," Heart said softly. "Never announce your theme. Don't have a character stop and say, 'The lesson is that we must trust our friends.' That kills it." Their light dimmed at the thought. "Show it. Let the hero live it. Let the reader feel the truth without ever being told. A theme you state is a lecture. A theme you show is a gift."
The builders practiced. They cut every line that explained the lesson out loud. Instead, they let the story do the teaching. The hero's loneliness, her failures alone, her one brave reach for help. And readers came away moved, carrying the true thing home in their chests, without ever having been told what it was. "How do we find our theme if we don't know it yet?" a builder asked. "Sometimes you write the whole tale first," Heart said, "and only then feel for the beat underneath. Oh, this was about courage all along. Then you go back and let that beat grow a little stronger. The theme is often hiding in your story already. You just have to listen for it."
When the builders had gone, Heart sat alone in the dark, their chest light pulsing softly, the only glow in the unfinished world. For a long time, Heart had felt like the least important of all the storytellers. They built no castles, sprang no surprises, set no pace. They only listened for a quiet beat that no one could even see. Surely that was the smallest gift of all. But in the dark, feeling the warm pulse in their own chest, Heart understood the truth. The castles and the twists and the racing drums were wonderful, but they were the body of a story. Heart was its meaning. Long after a reader forgot the dragon's name, they would remember how the story made them feel and the true thing it taught them without a word. That was what lasted. That was what a story was for. A deep, glowing warmth filled them, steady as their own slow beat. They were not the smallest gift. They were the one the reader carried home. And they glowed quietly in the dark, content, the heartbeat under everything.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to heart. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.